Hey, it's Nicola. A 31-year-old Sunshine Coast man is due in court today on rape, torture and deprivation of liberty charges. Police were called to a Maroochydore address on Thursday morning where it'll be alleged a man had been holding a woman against her will since 8 p.m. the night before and allegedly assaulted and tortured her. The accused is in custody to appear before Maroochydore Magistrates Court, charged with deprivation of liberty, rape, torture, acts intended to cause grievous bodily harm and 3 counts of assault occasioning bodily harm. A complete refurbishment is set to cost millions of dollars and is set to get underway at Mooloolaba's Wharf Tavern before the end of the month. The Daily reports the major overhaul will see the pub transformed into a new James Squire brewhouse. The changeover is expected to take at least 10 weeks, while owner ALH Group is currently in the process of recruiting and training over 50 staff. Also making news, Nambour's Selangor Private Hospital has taken possession of a brand new rehabilitation device. The Sabo Rejoice can mimic upper limb movements that support patients to perform high repetitions of motor skills. It's used to improve stroke rehabilitation. And Noosa Council will receive a $75,000 state government grant to support the Perigean Digital Hub. The grant will help the hub establish a suite of industry collaboration events and talent development activities within Noosa's digital sector.